Hello, hello, everyone. Welcome. Amanda Grace here with you tonight. We are live. Today is June 26, 2024. We have a pretty sizable announcement that I'm going to announce in a few minutes. So while people are jumping on, getting on, saying hello, hello to everybody in the chat in the United States and around the world. I see our neighbors in Canada, Washington State, Illinois, Alabama, Kentucky, West Virginia, Texas, Indiana, Pennsylvania, Colorado. Wow, North Carolina. We're coming to North Carolina for Reawaken America, I believe, in October. Oh, let's see. Indiana. Wow. Hello to those in Indiana. Let's see. Naples, Florida. Alberta, Canada. Hello, Western New York. Our neighbors in New York. Ohio, Michigan. We were just at Michigan in Reawaken America. Somebody's on from Aruba. Well, hello. I hope the weather's nice there in Aruba for you and you're enjoying yourself out there. Okay, Mississippi, South Carolina, Louisiana, your governor is raising the standard. We just talked about that on the last broadcast. And hello to everybody else jumping on. To our moderators, our Ark of Grace team, thank you for helping us do what we do for the Lord. Okay. I'm going to open up in prayer, and then we're going to do announcements. We have some serious announcements, one of them involving Madison Square Garden. So if you could share this and like and subscribe, we very much appreciate it. We'll put up our platforms at the end, too. So at the end, I'll make sure we put up our platforms for you to see. And let us open up in prayer. Give this over to the Lord. Sadie is here walking around. Her hair is already flying around. I know you can't see this, but she is sitting up on the windowsill right now. So we'll see how much we can keep Sadie contained tonight. Okay, let's open up in prayer and then we'll begin. Father God, in the precious name of your son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, we come before you. We praise you. You are almighty God. You are high and lifted up, far above every power, principality, and might. Lord, we just bless your holy name, Father God. Lord, you are holy, you are righteous, you are the Alpha and Omega, Father God. We just humble ourselves before you this day, Lord, asking you to forgive us of our sins and cleanse us of all unrighteousness, Lord. Father God, we just praise you that your mercies are new every single day. We all fall short of your glory, Lord. We acknowledge you sent your son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, to the earth, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. He willingly came to the earth to die at Calvary, to purchase us by the shedding of his own blood for our sins. He paid the highest price of the largest debt in history. And Lord, we praise you that he made an open show and spectacle of the enemy before all of creation when he said, "It is finished." And that Jesus Christ, Yeshua, rose again in 3 days miraculously. And after appearing to many, ascended back into heaven, took his rightful, righteous place at the right hand of the Father, where he rules and reigns forevermore. He is our advocate before your throne, day and night, without ceasing. And we honor that before you this day. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we invite your presence, the presence of Ruach Elohim, the Spirit of the living God, and the presence of the Ruach HaKadosh, the Holy Spirit, to fill this place, Lord, that your power would saturate the atmosphere, Lord, that it would go forth, that people would tangibly feel your presence, Lord, that your glory would move, Father. Lord, you are just welcome in this place. You are welcome, Lord, to have your way. Father, we just ask you to dispatch your holy angels of all offices, rankings, and divisions to surround and protect us, to surround this property. Lord, that this broadcast will be protected as we go forth. By the power of the blood of Jesus Christ, by the Spirit of the one true living God, may only the truth and power of Almighty God with authority now come forth, Lord, in Jesus' name. Father, let your word go before me tonight, Lord. Father, order our steps. Fill us with your wisdom, counsel, might, power, and the reverential fear of the Lord, Father. Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, according to Ephesians chapter 6, I ask you, put your whole and complete armor, Father, on us this day. Any plot, scheme, contract, assignment, weaponry, blueprint, attack, strategy, sabotage, censorship, harm of any kind that would be attempted, Father God, against this broadcast, against Ark of Grace Ministries, Lord, against the sanctuary, Father God. Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, we take authority over it now. We command it broken, canceled, aborted, destroyed, dismantled, disabled, thwarted, disrupted, blocked, nullified, voided, disarmed, their communication lines disrupted so they cannot carry out their plans. Father God, and it all bound up and cast back to the dry places and areas you have designated, Father, for such to be bound there in the name of Jesus Christ and not return, nor have anything sent in this place. Father, take all the glory for yourself. Lord, you are the potter. We are most simply just the clay. You are the author and finisher, Lord, of our faith, Father. Lord, we are the dust of the earth. Without your breath of life in us, Father God, we are the dust of the earth, Lord. And we just praise you, Lord. We glorify you. Let your name be glorified above all and lifted up above all. In the name of Jesus Christ, Yeshua, we pray. Amen and amen. Okay, amen. Welcome to those of you jumping on during prayer. We're so happy to have you. I always open in prayer first because God is a God of law and order. And I want to give it over to the Lord fully and completely first. Give him his just due as being first before we go into anything else. So that's why you see me do that all the time when we begin our broadcast. Hello, Sadie. Hello. Okay, announcements. We have a sizable announcement we're going to talk about here in a moment. So we're going to do animal photos first, and then we're going to get into Madison Square Garden. Oh, yes, Madison Square Garden. So let's do the animal photos first. There's Snow and Blossom. Snow is such a, he's a comedian. He's a ham. He loves to be in front of the camera. He loves people, and he is just an adorable little mini horse. There he, see, there he is. He just loves the camera. He likes to peek into the camera. There's Gideon in back of him. There is Gabriel, our Flemish giant rabbit. Flemish giants happen to be the largest breed of rabbits on the planet. And so we happen to have him at the sanctuary. He does have a roommate. They have a very large dwelling outside, and he just is loving life. Oh, there's Diesel. Diesel's one of our newest intakes or residents at Ark of Grace getting his feet done. So yes, horses need to get their feet, their hooves, filed. And so it's a good practice to do with horses. It's great foot care for them. It helps them also not get sore with their feet. And so he's basically getting what we would call a pedicure. There's Chet. Now, I do this with Chet in the morning. We're going to bring Chet on a broadcast soon and let him just fly around the room and have himself a wonderful time. But Chet likes to put his head down and have you pet his head. So I do this quite a bit with Chet in the morning. After I'm done with my studying, I go into the other part of my office and I take him out of his cage. And this is exactly what we do. Here's Archie. Okay, so the vet had to come today, right? Because Archie and Moses are both what you would call foot sore. Now, when sheep get foot sore, they begin to limp a lot and their feet hurt actually quite a bit. So basically the vet is changing their diet a little bit because we use organic all-stock pellets mixed with some Timothy hay pellets as well as veggies. Well, even though they're organic, all-stock pellets can actually make sheep's hooves softer, which can make them foot sore. So we're just kind of going to remove that pellet, leave the Timothy A pellets and leave the fruits and veggies for them. So their feet actually have a chance to harden. So this doesn't happen. Oh, there's Prince with his little tongue out. So Prince and Diesel are friends. They are at the same stable together. Prince is loving life and him and Diesel have just become BFFs. And that is our animal updates. So we are very happy that we get so many pictures. Our whole staff takes pictures of the animals and helps and assists with the sanctuary and with posting these and with me being able to give you the updates. Yes, I am involved. So if people want to know, I do the morning feed 7 days a week here at this location where I happen to live. So 7 days a week, I go around and feed everyone in the morning, and then I get right into my office for prayer and studying. So basically, I'm out there with them. I don't want them to do something if I'm not doing it. So basically, I'm out there with them, helping them, doing the morning feed. They take over at 9 a.m. for the day so that I could get the other work done for the ministry that I need to get done. So that kind of is kind of the schedule that goes on. And then I'm on at night. So basically, I'm with the animals at night, checking on them, doing rounds, giving them snacks, things of that nature. So now, let's get to Madison Square Garden, shall we? So what we're going to do is play the clip, and I'm going to explain to you what's going on here, but I'm going to be at this event at Madison Square Garden. I'm going to be bringing whatever the Lord has for me to raise and to say as part of this event. So let's play the clip.
Every nation, tribe, and language.
His church unites in one accord for a night of prayer and worship.
Together as one body,
we will raise an altar of worship at
Adora America. Friday, July 5th at Madison Square Garden. Get your tickets today at
adoraamerica.org or at ticketmaster.com.
Join the movement. Be an active part of this great event in New York City,
the city of God.
Praise the Lord. So yes, July 5th at Madison Square Garden, Adora America is taking place. I want to thank Pastor Carlos as well for inviting me to come on and do this. I am going to be bringing whatever the Lord has for me to say and basically prayer as well, I'm hoping. But I am going to be at this event and we're looking very forward to it. We are linking a discount for discounted tickets. So basically Pastor Carlos was nice enough to give me a link for discounted tickets. And so we're going to link it in the broadcast description. So basically you can go there and buy your tickets. This is very exciting. Let me tell you how this happened, because this was over a decade in the making. But the Lord had told Pastor Carlos he was going to do an event at Madison Square Garden. What happened is, when the Democratic National Convention canceled, they were supposed to have it at Madison Square Garden, July 5th in New York. They canceled and moved it out of state, which I truly believe was Almighty God's doing. And they canceled it and called Pastor Carlos and they said, The DNC canceled. We have this one date. Do you want it? That is the hand of God. That is the hand of God moving that out of the way and moving that stronghold out of the way, because truly an altar of worship needs to be raised in New York City and New York State. Those high places need to be torn down. The altar needs to be built to God. That altar of worship needs to be raised. And I am just humbled that they would ask me to be part of this event, because this is personal for me. I was born in the Bronx, New York, right? I was raised there part of my life. I have been in New York State all of my life. And so this is personal for me, how the enemy has come after this state. There is so many reasons we have seen the battle for prayer in schools, the battle for abortion, we have seen it happen and begin to form out of this state, because the enemy wants a lock on this territory so bad, because this is where, from New York City, Federal Hall, George Washington made that covenant between God and the United States of America and said if the United States ever turned from God, his blessings would turn from them. And ever since then, the enemy has been after New York. And so this is coming in as the ecclesia, as the church, and raising that altar of worship to God and taking New York back. This, I believe, is a crucial event that is going to be changing for New York State, that is going to help change leadership in New York State. We also have all the lawfare happening where? In New York City. Where is that golden statue of it, that Ishtar-looking golden statue above the appellate courthouse in New York City? And the Lord caused these things to work together, that Pastor Carlos was able to have this event at Madison Square Garden on July 5th, one day after our nation's independence. And we're looking very forward to meeting him. We're actually going to be meeting him tomorrow in person, and I'm looking very forward to that. So we are putting a link for you to get discounted tickets. A lot of people blessed this event in a way that Pastor Carlos was able to discount tickets. We are hoping to see you there. I am looking very forward to being able to come there to Madison Square Garden, to New York City, to the area near where I was born, and be able to bring what the Lord has for me to say and do. So we're looking very forward to that. Okay. Also, night of prayer, July 7th. July 7th is our night of prayer for the nation, for God's will, and for the Trump family. Starting at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, we will be going live on all of our platforms. We are having some amazing people come on to just come together to humble ourselves and pray, to seek the will of God, to pray for the Trump family as well. We have Eric and Lara Trump, Roger Stone, Alina Haba, General Flynn, Mayor Rudy Giuliani, Jackson Lawmeyer, Pastor Jackson, and Clay Clark, Dr. Lance Walnow, Rabbi Jonathan Kahn, Donay Clement, Eric Metaxas, Robin Bullock, and we may have some others. Please come join us that night to lock arms, come into agreement, and to pray, because that is what is required right now. We have to come together as the church and pray and seek the will of God. So we're looking very forward to having all of you join us for that. And I thank everybody that has come together to be a part of something so special, because it will be right in between the 4th of July and the sentencing of President Trump on July 11th. So this is occurring 4 days before the sentencing. So we hope to see you there. Also, tomorrow night, mark your calendars, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I'm going live. I will have live debate reaction for the debate that will be heard around the world, Donald Trump versus Joe Biden. And so I am going live after the debate to immediately give you this live feedback, because I think we have to do it, basically. I think we got to do it now, and I'm more than willing to stay up and do this. So basically, mark your calendars. I'm going live tomorrow night around 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Okay. Praise the Lord. I know that was a lot, but we had to get through all of those announcements. Okay. Now, let's get into the meat now of what's happening, because there is so much coming to pass that was prophesied years ago. And it's amazing, all glory be to God, to watch this happen. But the Lord had given me a short word to share. On June 24th, he gave it to me, and I'm going to share that. And then we're going to get into the other part of these revelations that are coming to pass. But this is a prophetic word that the Lord gave me, and this is what he said. Old wineskins that say they shall be filled with new wine will burst during this time. For they refuse to shed the old and allow the Lord thy God to work things anew. I, the Lord, need moldable in this hour, not dry, brittle, decaying vessels. Such is of their own doing, says the Lord. You can't put new wine in old wineskins because it'll burst. So right now you have people carrying old wineskins that say they're going to be filled with new wine, and they're going to burst, because you can't do that. You need to allow the Lord to shed the old, to take away the decaying, to take away the dysfunctional, to take away the problematic, to purge it, to make a new wineskin that can actually hold that potent new wine that is to be poured into it. So we are going to see this happen. And the Lord had given that to me on June 24th. And I just wanted to share it with you. I wrote it down quick, and I just wanted to share it. Okay. Now, we have to go back to June 17th, because a story broke. And we're going to go into all the prophecy that has to do with this, because there's quite a bit of it. June 17th, we're going to put up the article. Daily Mail breaks this story. Secret Democrat plot to replace Biden revealed how Clinton, Obama, Pelosi, and Schumer would topple the aging president and when they'd do it. And this is what it says. Nearly every time President Joe Biden appears in public these days, he fuels the chatter. Will aging Joe bow out of the 2024 race? Will he be forced to step aside? In the latest incident, former President Barack Obama was seen on Saturday reaching for Biden's hand and seemingly guiding the 81-year-old commander-in-chief off the stage. Really, he's got him at the top of his neck by his head, if you see the video right now. This was at a Los Angeles fundraiser. But it seems no matter how much cold water the Biden campaign or Democratic Party throw on this raging fire of speculation, Americans will not be put off the great Joe Biden replacement theory. It's the idea that somehow, some way, the president will be swapped out, bait and switch, as the Democratic Party candidate ahead of the 2024 election. And as you can see, Obama has him almost by the head. Now, this is important. This video is crucial, and we're going to go into why in a moment, because it has to do with that dream I had back in 2021, and we'll get into that. Now, I'm going to play for you as well the Fox News then. Once the Daily Mail breaks this story, Fox News picks up this story. So I'm going to play for you the two clips, because in one of them, I believe it says a bait and switch. So let's play for you the two clips now.
A new report claims Democrats could have a plot to replace President Biden if he performs poorly in the first debate or his poll numbers continue to decline. The reporter who broke that story explains more of the details on Jesse Waters Primetime.
What top Democrats are saying is if the worst comes to worse, there's two options. Either Joe Biden and his family do the right thing, call it quits, admit that they can't make it, and step down. But if that doesn't happen, top Democrats are saying that Nancy Pelosi, Barack Obama, Bill Clinton, Chuck Schumer will all have to unite and go to the family and tell them that it's time for Joe to go.
Okay, that's clip number one.
I've always contended they were going to swap him out. I think initially the plan was Kamala Harris, and then they quickly realized she was even less likable and less capable than Joe. So that's why I still maintain it's going to be California Governor Gavin Newsom. I believe that he has been following in Joe's footsteps. He's been doing the work of carrying that policy and doing his best to cheerlead it even when it's fallen apart. So I believe he is the most likely choice for this bait and switch. But folks, it's coming, and it's coming soon.
Bait and switch. Okay, now we're going to get into the prophecy. Now, I do agree that Gavin Newsom probably is a choice that they have. But I'm going to say this, too, to watch out for Hillary in this. How do we know it's not going to be a Newsom-Clinton ticket? And Hillary's going to try to come back for a second round of the 2016 battle. So I'm just saying, just look for this, because she's suddenly coming back out in surprise appearances, and that is for good reason. Because I don't think Michelle wants it, and it would hurt. Right now, they're trying to salvage the Obama legacy, and I think just putting Michelle in there would just completely destroy it. So that's just my opinion on that. Could it be? Sure. But I'm saying I would watch Hillary in this with Newsom as well. Okay. Now, before we get into the prophecy about the bait and switch, we are going to go back to the dream I had January 2021, because that has to do with that video of Obama having Biden almost by the head and walking him off stage. And it was that dream where Obama is at the head of the bed, and Biden is in bed, and he's very ill. He's very, very ill in the dream. And there were three separate pairs of shoes, right, on the floor that potentially represented three separate people plotting to take Biden down, which is interesting because they listed four. Okay, but three of those are major, major players, okay? So the three separate pairs of shoes, right? It also could have represented a three-year mark, okay? So three separate shoes could have represented in the third year, right, of his presidency, or coming out of the third year is when they were going to try to replace him, okay? So that could be that as well. And so Obama was in an electric blue suit, and he was just waiting, remember, for something to happen. And there was a group of Arabs from different Middle Eastern countries gathered around the bed, and they had that piece of Turkish delight candy on the bed. And I fought through that crowd. I grabbed the candy, I snatched it away from them, and I ate it. And I basically took that victory away from them, because in the Muslim culture, when there is a great victory to be had, they celebrate by sharing candy and passing out candy. So that was back in 2021. And if you look at that video, Obama almost has him by the head, okay, while he's walking him out. Secondly, if you remember, now we're going to get to the bait and switch in a moment. April 9th, 2022, I had another dream. And in that dream, Carolyn Bessette Kennedy was in that dream, And it looked to be a house in Martha's Vineyard because it was a very New England looking house. And there was this room. It had a lot of wood in it. It was some kind of party, really representing political parties that were commingling in that house. There was a very tall man to my right. It looked to be about 6'3 or so. And he just seemed to be standing there. So now towards the back of the room, I saw the crowd clear. And that's when I saw Carolyn Bessette Kennedy in the back of the room. She had a shorter blonde haircut and she looked older. Okay. She looked a little older. And in front of the room to my left was a special, they called it Christmas chair, with red velvet and gold writing. And I was told it was a Christmas chair and everyone in the room was buzzing about a birth, but wanted to make this special announcement from this chair. So then what you had from that dream is the ones that went down at Martha's Vineyard, right? Talking about Carolyn Bessette, right? And her husband. And you have the others trying to rise up out of there and right now take control, given what's happening with Biden. Now, this was back in 2022 that this dream was had. And that basically from this dream too, a lot of secrets were going to be revealed on the New England coast. And that basically there were masterminds behind this with Biden that were looking to replace. And the Christmas chair was waiting to be filled, a seat that's going to be occupied. Somebody has to fill it. Somebody in a very authoritative position. And basically also who they wanted to take that seat, the baby they wanted to take that seat was corruptible. Okay. And that seat they wanted to announce to replace whoever was losing that seat. Okay. Is somebody they want that's corruptible, that is controllable, that is moldable, because why? It's a breached birth. It's backwards. Everything they're doing is backwards. And the chair was one of its only kind in the room. There wasn't another like it. And they were trying to put somebody in that seat that doesn't necessarily belong there. And basically, they were commingling political parties, hanging out at Martha's Vineyard, plotting this. So basically, that was the gist of the dream. And this was back in 2022. And basically, I wrote back then too, whoever it is going to succumb because it needs to be filled. Somebody who has authority once they take that seat. Okay. And the Kennedys are symbolic of what went down there, right? And then there's that other part of the symbolism of what is rising up out of there, what is being plotted out of there, what secret meetings have happened, and political parties have commingled to hatch this plot. Okay. And the man that was 6'3 to the right, I remember it being said that he was a pastor, perhaps, and that represents the right and the righteous, and represents what's going to be established in our country through and by the grace of God. So whatever is going on behind the scenes, and whatever went on behind the scenes to cause destruction to certain people meant to take office, the Lord is not going to basically let them fulfill their whole plan here. So basically, they're conspiring to take down a man who is anointed to lead the country. And they're also conspiring to take down a man that is right now in that seat, has become a liability to leading the country. And the chair is empty because who was in it has been removed. And now they're looking to put somebody corruptible in that seat. So that was back April 9th, 2022. So you have the 2021 dream and the 2022 dream. Now, the bait and switch. Now we're going to get into the prophecy that has to do with the bait and switch. We're going back to August 2nd, 2022. So we're going back almost 2 years to deal with prophecy having to do with this. So August 2nd, 2022. And says the Lord of hosts, bait fish to catch a larger. Bait fish indeed have been thrown out for a catch. Oh, they are chumming the water, says the Lord. And I, the Lord God, as you, O leaders who have been stolen from, I, the Lord your God, will order your steps. I shall reveal the blueprint, but you must listen, capital, so you do not, capital, get caught in deep waters. That's capital. As the temptation is there, says the Lord of hosts, for there are those lurking in the deep, seeking an occasion to take out entire family lines, says the Lord of hosts. They are seeking an occasion to throw out their nets for a catch and pin the people down as they poke and prod them as cattle, says the Lord of hosts. For all the shuffling is being brought to the surface, as even a garland shall lose their prestige for the deals they made, the blood that was shed, and the refuse that was created from such foolish, sloppy policy, says the Lord of hosts this day. So that's August 2nd, 2022. Now, jump to October 6, 2022. And says the Spirit of the Lord this day, a strange plan shall begin to unfold in your nation. Strange indeed, says the Lord. For the liberalness thinks it has found a loophole to thread the needle, to bait and switch, to under the guise of deception, illness, and timing, can seamlessly switch the leadership. However, says the Lord, they have miscalculated their timing, that's capitalized. Demons squabble, and you shall see these movements who claim to advocate suddenly turn on each other and infight and accuse and weaken their own agenda. For, says the Lord, it is time to indeed deal with the rainbow. So basically the Lord is saying, at the time that the bait and switch is coming, it appears the agenda of the rainbow is going to be dealt with. It is time to fracture their foundation, to expose the inner workings of the laundering that is occurring, to expose the disturbing root that has allowed pride to swell. However, says the Lord of hosts, pride, capital, cometh before the fall. Haughtiness and pride, says the Lord, has come to the edge of a destructive cliff. And now that agenda shall suffer one of the biggest blows it ever has and shall be smeared by its own, says the Lord. For that flag has waved in the faces pridefully of this nation long enough, and humble pie indeed shall be served for their insatiable lust to harm and hurt my capital creation and the innocent as well. For what they have done to the little ones, their millstone has been etched with the charges at hand, and it shall be hung around the neck of that movement as it is gut open and all their inner workings come forth, as even this is connected to Ukraine, says the Lord. Their flags at times side by side, the connection shall be made, for it is the same groups and spirits working together undercover, and their mask shall now be torn off, says the Lord of hosts. For the high places, says the Lord, the high places must come down. That's capitalized. These high places erected in this nation, beginning in the 1960s, the most weighty, the largest, have fractures, says the Lord, and is beginning to crumble as I, the Lord, send my capital judgments into the earth. Now, this also has to do with what just happened with Louisiana, with Governor Landry signing into law that the Ten Commandments have to be displayed in every public classroom up to the university level, okay? So this, back in 2022 in October, has to do now with what we see coming to pass. Let's go on. Watch the monuments in New York City, how they are laid bare. Watch the courthouses, says the Lord, and the most recognizable of government buildings. Watch what comes forth from them. Watch as they attempt to conjure up arches and spirits as a major split occurs, as this split goes from New York City to the capital of New York, as foolish decisions and unholy agreements cause the seats to shake and a sudden overturning to occur, as there is a fault line that runs from New York to Washington, D.C., and it shall be triggered, says the Lord of hosts. Now remember, two or three days before the eclipse, that 4.8 earthquake happened in White House Station, New Jersey. That was the epicenter. And says the Lord of hosts, Biden in billions, billions for control. Your grip is very much slipping, says the Lord. Your tentacles have wrapped themselves around dangerous spikes, and those spikes shall now split the tentacles of the administration. Those who have been moving about seemingly undetected behind the scenes, they shall have to come up for air. watch the highest secretaries in the land for very serious events to occur surrounding their dealings offshore, as well as they have illegally acquired a resource, and this shall come forth, be exposed, and break out in scandal, says the Lord of hosts. Watch the Schumer family. Can we put up that Daily Mail article again for a minute? This is back in 2022. We're going to put it up because there are four names mentioned. Four. And so before we continue in this word, secret Democrat plot to replace Biden revealed how Clinton, Obama, Pelosi, and Schumer would topple the aging president. Schumer. Watch the Schumer family. This is back October 6, 2022. For major events to occur, as they have shook their fists at Almighty God, they have mocked, they have led a rebellion of unholiness. And now I, the Lord thy God, shall bring my decisions down. Repent, says the Lord, repent, for my decision cannot be undone by man, says the Lord of hosts. And says the Spirit of the Lord this day. Now this is all capitals, this entire paragraph. There is an announcement for my children. And says the Spirit, this is the Holy Spirit, hear ye the word of the Lord this day, strong and mighty, who rules from the highest throne. Separate yourselves from Egypt, my children, and the ways of the world. This is a call to draw closer to your Father in heaven and equip yourself with the weapons of warfare I, the Lord, have given unto you. Fast and pray. Bless the name of the Lord. Ephesians 6, you must be armored during this time. For a great shift is set to take place in the kingdom of God and the leadership on earth. A great shift. The conditions are being made right in your nation for the plates and leaders to shift. That has to do with what happened too with that earthquake that happened in New Jersey. So this is a piece of it. Do not put your hope in a man, for this is beyond a man. Put your hope in the Lord God Elohim, for I am your deliverance. I execute judgment on principalities and powers, and I, the Lord, shall do such in this hour as the tares are cut from being entwined around the wheat. It is time, my children, for you to go deeper and step into the next chapter of your God-ordained plan and mission. I am unlocking doors. Walk through them in faith. You have not, for you ask not. You have not, for you ask not. Ask me, my children, and watch me open the windows of heaven, says the Lord of hosts. And it goes on. And says the Spirit of the Lord this day, watch the FBI in this hour fracture, split from the inside out because of their dealings and their setups, how they set others up for the atrocities they have done, the experiments, the harming of the public. This shall split open from deep inside as loyalties have severely weakened and blueprints, hard drives, flash drives, and notebooks have been found with their plans for power. All capitals. Their plans, says the Lord. Not my plans. I, the Lord, shall judge them in this hour and exact upon them what they have wickedly done. For they have held hands with the cartels, with the CCP, with Germany, with Persia, with the FDA, with Pfizer, with Moderna, with Johnson & Johnson, with Gilead, with Eli Lilly, with trucking companies secretly running their cargo, with some of the largest construction companies in the nation. They have so done and tainted along with other three-letter agencies. And I, the Lord, shall pay them their wage, for there are people who are worthy in the middle of their quagmire. And the mud shall be sifted through to reveal what has been hidden under a dark cloud of deception. This is far greater than the capital, says the Lord of hosts, far greater. And it shall be revealed, for I, the Lord thy God, am calling it forth. Okay. That is all from October 6, 2022, that word. That is all from October 26. And in the October 26 word, it says bait and switch. So that is the first time, almost 2 years ago, that the bait and switch is mentioned. Now, if you go to December 11th, 2023, thus says the Lord, the Rose Garden. Just watch, says the Lord, the events that unfold and what is spoken out of such a place that has many thorns hidden in such bushes, says the Lord. Time is short, leaders, to repent. Time is short. Abate and switch. There it is again. Abate and switch, says the Lord. Abate and switch. Watch for the subtleties, says the Lord. Watch for them. Some are trading their sons for their position, says the Lord. They are putting their sons on the wall as a sacrifice. This is before, way before Hunter Biden's conviction, by the way. His conviction just came down. So this is way before that, back in 2023. Others, their sons shall, okay, so others, their sons, plural, shall rise up in the coming season and be placed in higher positions they initially did not want. However, I, the Lord, am prodding them. Don't be a wise guy, says the Lord. Be a capital wise guy instead. For you do not think you need me, but you shall see, says the Lord. You shall see. Thus says the Lord, O America, you were raised to be a nation of light, a beacon on a hill, a friend to Israel. You were raised up for such. However, those who serve the kingdom of darkness and do their bidding have purposely attempted to push America further into darkness, for it goes against my capital sacred time. This is all capitals here. The order of my sacred time. They have tampered with what is sacred to God. What is sacred to me, says the Lord. And judgment shall be issued against those spirits and their willing hosts, for an event shall come soon that shall stop short America from going into the total abyss of darkness and propel it towards the light. That event is very soon, and the precursors to such are actively happening. For America needs to realign with my time, my sacred time, moving from darkness to light. There was evening, and then there was morning. And their long evening they have attempted will be cut short by the light of the dawn breaking forth and pulling down strongholds as the name of my son Jesus Christ rises and echoes across your land and across the oceans and into Israel. For Israel is ripe for change, says the Lord. It is ripe for change. And I shall restore what is being leveled. I shall restore. I shall restore it as Nehemiah, okay? A Nehemiah shall arise with the vision to see past the rubble, who walks in my capital favor and who will rebuild the broken down places and restore Israel's territory, says the Lord. Jordan is about to have a major crisis. Choose wisely how you handle such, O leaders, capital of that nation. For my eyes, capital, wander to and fro across the earth, and your choice in such a crucial moment in your history will determine your seat. I think that's when Iran shot the rockets, the 331 drones, rockets, and missiles, and they went into Jordan's airspace, and Jordan had to make a decision whether to shoot them down or let them go into Israel and hit, and Jordan intervened and shot them down. All capitals, I am God, there is no other. Thus says the Lord, most capital high, in the name of my son, capital Yeshua, who sits at my capital right hand and actively without ceasing advocates for you, my children. So that was December 11th, 2023. So you have the October 6th word. You have back to August where it says bait fish to catch a larger. Then you have the October 6th word, bait and switch. Then you, the Lord says it twice. On December 11th, 2023, bait and switch, bait and switch. Now, this was, we're going to go back for a moment to January 27th, 2023, because there's a lot of scripture that has to do with this. So we're going to go back to January 27th, 2023, and this is what it says. And the Spirit of the Lord says this day, they shall come with chains and fetters to bind you. Now, this is before the indictments. This is January 2023. They shall come with chains and fetters to bind you. And if you humbly come to me, capital, I shall break their chains of iron. Their charges shall befall them, for they have been doing even worse in the dark behind the door to the inner chamber. They have met. Four leaders have met from such committees. And in this meeting, they have discussed a leader swap. Bait and switch. How many did God say met? Four. Let's put the Daily Mail article up again, because this is January 27th, 2023. This word was given. All glory be to God. Four have met. Let's put the article up. how Clinton, Obama, Pelosi, and Schumer, four, this is back January 2023, this word. They have met, four leaders have met from such committees. So the way it begins, okay, is it says that and says, and in this meeting, they have discussed a leader swap, bait and switch. Four leaders, bait and switch, which each one at the table playing a role. Praise the Lord for accuracy, because this was a year and a half ago, this word was given. Thus says the Lord, they have discussed shutting down grids and markets in key parts of the country to scare the people and herd them like cattle into their plans. The paper that outlines your points and plan shall be revealed, says the Lord. It shall be by one who has had a yoke of conviction come upon them. It shall surprise you, says the Lord. It shall. Now, in this word, I go into, back in January 2023, Isaiah 46, 10 through 11, declaring the end and the result from the beginning, and from ancient times, the things which have not yet been done, saying, my purpose will be established, and I will do all that pleases me and fulfills my purpose, calling a bird of prey from the east, from a far country, the man Cyrus of my purpose. Truly I have spoken, truly I will bring it to pass. I have planned it, be assured I will do it. And then you go into Isaiah 47, okay? This is after that part of the word that I just read to you. It goes into scripture. Isaiah 47, your nakedness will be uncovered, your shame will also be exposed. I will take vengeance and will spare no man. Our Redeemer, the Lord of hosts is his name, the Holy One of Israel. Sit in silence and go into darkness, O daughter of the Chaldeans, Babylonians, for you will no longer be called the Queen of Kingdoms. I was angry with my people. I profaned my inheritance and gave them into your hand, Babylon. You showed them no mercy. You made your yoke very heavy on the aged. You made your yoke very heavy on the aged, okay? Now, that's interesting for the reason that you have two men, right, that are up there in age, right, that right now in this presidential race. So you've made your yoke very heavy on the aged. Now, I'm not calling them old. I'm just saying, you know, they are in their years where they're supposed to be wiser. Supposed to be wiser, okay? So let's go on. Verse 7, and you said, I shall be a queen forevermore. You did not consider these things, nor did you remember the outcome of such conduct. Now then, hear this, you who live a luxuriant life, you who dwell safely and securely, who say in your heart, I am, and there is no one besides me. I shall not sit as a widow, nor know the loss of children. Verse 9, but these two things shall come to you abruptly in one day, loss of children and widowhood. They will come on you in full measure, in spite of your many sorceries, in spite of the great power of your enchantments. For you, Babylon, have trusted and felt confident in your wickedness. You have said, no one sees me. Your wisdom and your knowledge have led you astray. And you have said in your heart and mind, I am, and there is no one besides me. Verse 11, therefore disaster will come on you. You will not know how to make it disappear, and disaster will fall on you, for which you cannot atone. And destruction about which you do not know will come on you suddenly. Persist then in your enchantments and your many sorceries with which you have labored from your youth. Perhaps you will be able to profit from them. Perhaps you may prevail and cause trembling. Verse 13, you are wearied by your many counsels. Just let the astrologers, the stargazers, those who predict by the new moons, stand up and save you from the things that will come upon you. In fact, they are like stubble. Fire burns them. They cannot save themselves from the power of the flame. There, and it says in parentheses, much less save the nation. There is no blazing coal for warming, nor fire before which to sit. This is how they have become to you. those astrologers and sorcerers with whom you have labored, those who have done business with you from your youth. Each has wandered in his own way. There is no one to save you. So that's the end of that part. That's Isaiah 47. Isaiah 48 verses 9 through 16. For the sake of my name, I refrain from my wrath, and for my praise, I restrain myself from you so that I do not cut you off. Indeed, I have refined you, but not as silver. I have tested and chosen you in the furnace of affliction. For my own sake, I will do it. Refrain and do not completely destroy you. For how can my name be defiled and profaned? And it says in parentheses, as it would if my chosen people were completely destroyed, And I will not give my glory to another. God will not give his glory to another. Listen to me, O Jacob and Israel, whom I called. I am he. I am the first. I am the last. My hand founded and established the earth, and my right hand spread out the heavens. When I call to them, they stand together. Assemble, all of you, and listen. Who among them has declared these things? The Lord loves him, Cyrus of Persia. He will do his pleasure and purpose against Babylon, and his arm will be against the Chaldeans. I have spoken. Indeed, I have called Cyrus. I have brought him and will make his way successful. Okay, that is all from January 27th, 2023. If you look at what's happening now, these scriptures, in a way, are relative to what we see happening now, okay? Now, February 1st, 2023, I started with Hosea chapter 2, verses 14 through 15, and this is what it said. Therefore, behold, I will allure her, will bring her into the wilderness and speak a comfort to her. I will give her vineyards from there and the valley of Achor as a door of hope. She shall sing there as in the days of her youth, as in the day when she came up from the land of Egypt. Once Israel has felt the discomfort of her deprivation, then she will listen to the voice of God once again, and he will allure her back to himself. Now, we can look at the United States of America this way as well. And I'm going to tell you what Charles Spurgeon says about this. Charles Spurgeon said on I Will Allure Her, this is a singular kind of power. I will allure her. Not I will drive her. Not even I will draw her, or I will drag her, or I will force her. No, I will allure her. It is a very remarkable word, and it teaches us that the allurement of love surpasses in power all other forces. That is how the devil ruins us. He tempts us with honey words, sweet utterances, with the baits of pleasure and the like. And the Lord in mercy determines that, in all truthfulness, he will outbid the devil, and he will win us to himself by fascinations, enticements, and allurements, which shall be stronger than any force of resistance we may offer. This is a wonderfully precious word. I will allure her. And yes, that is how the devil has tried to ruin this nation. This is how the devil tries to ruin people. He speaks honey words, sugar-coated words, sweet utterances, baits of pleasure, right? Tolerance, and allures to enslave. Almighty God allures to deliver you and set you free. And it was the Baals and the idols of the nations which wanted this master-slave relationship with man. They wanted to allure to enslave. So it is a deceptive allurement in order to enslave, but not the Lord God. He wants a love-based, I will allure them to deliver them and set them free relationship with his people. Now, you go to March 22nd, 2023. Word of the Lord. Yes, I, the Lord, am moving across your nation. The name of my son Jesus shall be echoed even louder and hit the four corners of your nation. New York City is one of them. The raising of the standard, the resisting of the enemy, and fighting to raise that standard. The mainstream shall even be speaking forth that name, and they shall not even know why they are doing it. All capitals. It does not matter who sits in the highest seat in the land, because I, the Lord, am on the highest throne. I am, and no leader or seat warmer or prognosticator, no matter which seat they hold, can keep me from having my way and moving and shifting across the land. Let freedom ring shall be shouted in this hour, says the Lord. However, a fall off a high seat shall leave those unable to continue in their half charade, bait and switch, because this is the next word, bait and switch. Bait and switch, says the Lord. Indict and switch at the same time. This shall be attempted, says the Lord. Now, this is what's happening, because before I go on, while the lawfare is going on and all these indictments, right, of President Trump and a corrupted DOJ, at the same time this is going on in tandem, the Daily Mail and Fox News breaks this story. So it is. So the Lord first says, bait and switch, bait and switch. So he repeats himself twice, just like he did in December of 2023. But then he adds to it and he says, indict and switch at the same time. So while you see the indictment of Trump, the indictment, right, of Hunter Biden, while you see these going on, at the same time, this bus wide open and exposes this bait and switch that the four leaders that met in private are plotting. Okay. David, my servant, was a very flawed man, and he walked out much of his life regretting the decisions he made early on that affected the rest of his life and the kingdom. He was flawed, but ultimately he surrendered unto me and served me, capital, the Lord his God. The flaws and scars and regrets are there. However, I, the Lord, can rectify and soothe such, for who comes unto me, capital. For I, the Lord God, work all capital things together for good, for those who love God and are called according to capitals, his purpose. My purpose, says the Lord, my purpose, not their plan, not their strategy. My purpose. If you reject my capital purpose, says the Lord, they shall bind you in chains. However, says the Lord, if you submit fully, you shall be delivered from the snare of the fowler, O trumpets, says the Lord. So this is March 22nd, 2023. I think this is, I don't know, days before the first indictment, this word comes. Now, April 7th, 2023. Now, if you remember, 5 days after this word is given, this word of the Lord, there is a horrific school shooting in Nashville. The name of the school was Covenant. And that was the prophetic warning that the Covenant was going completely under attack in this nation. That from every angle, the enemy was going to do a full-on blitz and attack the Covenant. The Covenant is under attack. Okay, so that was March 27, 2023. Now, go to April 7th, 2023. The persecuting spirit has been sent forth with force to intimidate the people through the events unfolding in your nation. Those who grin at such, what a sad and pathetic group, says the Lord. They shall find themselves flat on their backs. Those grins will not last for long as they think they have hunted down prey. The hunter shall become the hunted. This will echo in this season once again. Remember, the first time the Lord had me give this was November of 2019. It has gone forth. However, the hunters have set themselves up to become prey, for they shall be hunted down by their own agendas, by their own accusations, by their own weapons of destruction, that they shall lose control of these beasts, and they shall become the hunted for what they have done. Now, we have the news article, I think, of the conviction of Hunter Biden. Hunter Biden's law license suspended following felony gun conviction. Now, this just happened June 25th. They suspended his law license. Now, the word of the Lord, if we go back to July 12th, 2022 for a moment, right? This is what was in that broadcast. How do you get Joe Biden to not want to continue being the front man? How do you get him grief-stricken in bed? Now, this is almost 2 years ago. And get him out of the way? Well, he has lost one son already, Beau. Hunter is his only living son. The hunter shall become the hunted. So that was given July 12th, 2022, way before any of this was even discussed. Now, Hunter Biden said something very strange. He made a statement having to do with this article. And this is what he said. Hold on. Hold on a second here. He said, I am more grateful today for the love and support I experienced this week. Oh, no, for the love and support I experienced this last week from Melissa, my family, my friends, and my community, then I am disappointed by the outcome. Hunter Biden said after his federal conviction, recovery is possible by the grace of God, and I am blessed to experience that gift one day at a time. You're jumping all over the place. Okay, you're jumping all over the place, and your hair is going everywhere. Okay, you see it flying around? Okay, let me just get off my lips for a minute here. Okay, now, recovery is possible by the grace of God, and I am blessed to experience that gift one day at a time. Now, this is an interesting sentence, okay? This is an interesting statement that Hunter Biden makes. So I would watch this closely, and I'm going to tell you why. We cannot put God in a bubble. In a bubble of Coliseum and digital technology in the court of public opinion. God is far beyond that, okay? I would watch for Sauls, and he could be a Saul, Hunter Biden, that become Pauls and may turn on their family and speak truth. I'm just saying to watch this because we cannot limit God on this. Yes, Hunter Biden did heinous, horrific things. Nobody is arguing that. However, so did Saul before he became Paul and was responsible for killing many people and jailing them and persecuting them. And he was the witness at Stephen stoning. He had Stephen stoned. He had one of the true followers of Almighty God and Jesus Christ, who knew the Torah, who knew the law, stoned. And he killed many people, and he shed a lot of innocent blood, Saul. And then he had a radical encounter with Christ, and it forever changed his life. And he was put on a trajectory to not only minister, but he wrote most of the New Testament. So this is why we cannot limit God on this, because there are Sauls in this hour that are going to become Pauls, that are going to be very persecuted in the court of public opinion. But they are Sauls that God has appointed to become Pauls in this hour in order to accomplish his will in certain areas that others cannot be positioned for, that others cannot go, that others do not understand. So we cannot limit God on such things, because there are Sauls that are going to become Pauls, and some of them are going to really shock us that are about to come out. So I'm just saying, keep that in prayer, because if Paul were alive today, it would be smeared all over the internet how many Christians he killed, how many he jailed, how much blood he shed. Don't listen to this man preach the gospel. He's a killer. Yes, when he was Saul, he was a killer. And he was haunted by the memory of that the rest of his life. Even though he was a new creation in Christ, he knew what he did. But the Lord redeemed him, caused this radical moment to happen that changed him, that turned him, that took the blinders off his eyes, that turned his heart of stone to a heart of flesh, and put him on the trajectory to write the New Testament. So I just want to put that thought in your head, because we cannot stay in the wind tunnel of digital media and public opinion. God is beyond that. And he works many things beyond that. And we cannot stay in that wind tunnel because it will blow us in the wrong direction and we will not see the things God wants us to be able to take a step back, get perspective from him, and be able to see. So I just want to put that thought in your head that there are Sauls that are going to become Pauls in this hour. And some of them are going to turn on their families. They're going to turn on their families and they are going to expose and speak the truth of everything that they have been made to accept and to hide that was totally ungodly and detestable. So I'm just putting that thought in your mind. Now, to give you an example, and I say this too, you have to let the Lord lead you on these things, not junk intel, not digital media, not media conglomerates and entities. You have to let the Lord lead you, because when it comes to these streams, right? Take junk intel for a minute. It's not a pure stream to drink from. It is tainted. It's infected. It's muddied. Junk silver is called junk silver because it's not pure silver. It is mixed with copper or other things. So the silver is within it, but it's mixed within. It's not pure. So in a way, junk intel and these sources are the same because it's not pure. It's not that under lock and key intelligence that's coming from solid sources. It is mixed with other things that you then have to try to sift out. Just like with junk silver, the silver would have to be separated from the other components if you wanted to get the pure silver out of it. And that takes an intense process. And this is why I say you have to be careful with these things and discern and allow the Lord to lead you. Because we're supposed to be seeing things from the Lord's perspective, not the world's perspective, okay? And when you get into anything that's junk, you get the world's perspective very, very much mixed in. So I just want to give you that thought too. Okay, I also want to just go for a moment to January 27th, 2023, and just read to you this excerpt of the word of the Lord. O you leaders, hear the word of the Lord this day. If you choose of your will, abuse your power for purposes that are in direct opposition to the seat in which you sit, you shall in this season fall, be disgraced, be shamed, be laid bare before the people, that you become a byword and a heifer. For if you choose to act like rebellious bulls, capitals, then you shall have a heavy hand of correction brought down on you. Hear the word of the Lord this day. Your aspirations for other seats shall become a curse to you, for your harvest so shall come, and tares shall ensnare and choke you. For you are being weighed by the Lord in this hour, all your corrupt deeds, including the inner rooms of the church, where abominations have been committed, blasphemies on the house floor, on the floors of parliament, as you say, there is no God. As you say, I shall exalt myself, for I do not answer to God. God does not see. So shall the heavy hand of the Lord strike you and the ground in which you so walk, and shall shake your paper houses that you have so built. It shall shake the grip of your fingers off your seats and positions. That was back January 27, 2023, warning about this. And I will tell you something. 6 years ago, I think it was about 6 years ago now, almost. Yeah, it could be 6 years ago. I put out a video and I talked about double agents in the church, that there were double agents in the church, and that a spring cleaning like we have never seen was coming to the house of God. A spring cleaning, the likes of which we have never seen, was coming to the house of God, because judgment begins in the house of God. So if you see that hitting the house of God and that great purge, you know it's about to happen in other areas, because God has to deal with the ecclesia and his church before he deals with anything else. And this goes for all denominations, you see. People want to put a heavy hand against, Jews and temples, or a heavy hand against Episcopalians, or a heavy hand against this, you know, and then they want to, say, make more excuses for the Vatican and Catholicism. The Lord took me under the Vatican. I know exactly what is dwelling under there, and it is everything foul that has to do with occultic activity. He took me in November, it was 2019, he took me in a dream underneath the Vatican, and I saw what went on. And I saw jesters, I saw warlocks, I saw witches, I saw unclean spirits, I saw it all. So we have to be careful if we bear down on one too much, but the one we're a part of may be even worse, what they're doing in the dark, what they're doing in the inner walls of the chambers. That was the problem in Ezekiel, I believe it's chapter 8. God took Ezekiel to see the abominations happening within the walls of the church in the inner chambers, and he saw women weeping for Tammuz. And Tammuz goes back to when Nimrod married a prostitute named Semiramis. Nimrod dies. She claims she's pregnant by divine conception, because the enemy always tries to get ahead of the plans of God, right? He always tries to counterfeit it and jump ahead in that cycle. And she gives birth to Tammuz. And Tammuz becomes the divine son. And then when they were scattered, basically this gets taken into other areas of the earth. And you see this within other religions. So when judgment comes to the house of God, that is every sect, okay? You know, Methodists are not exempt. Catholics are not exempt, right? Non-denominational is not exempt. Jewish temples are not exempt. When that happens, you see it come through every one of those areas, because in many ways, God is cleaning house. And while this is happening, we have to understand that God was the God of law and order, and is the God of law and order way before the TV show ever happened. And he's got to bring things into law and order. He has allowed these events to go on for the past 4+ years. He has allowed it. He has allowed it so that foul stench and that bandage that has been containing an infection that goes back decades was ripped off, and the entire foul stench comes out. And then what happens is this. So while this is happening, that deep, 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 deep root that has anchored itself in the nation for decades has been growing offshoots off of the same root. And these offshoots that budded turned into man-eating plants that are swallowing people by their agendas. They turned into man-eating plants that represented different agendas that were swallowing people for it. And then on top of it, you've got the pride flag having a freaking identity crisis, because it mutates every other day and changes like underwear. Every other day they've got to add something to the flag. You know why? Because the root of it is confusion. They have got no solid foundation. It is all confusion. It is all, they can't figure out what the hey they are, which gender they are, which way is up, who's who. Gender is not fluid. It's not. And that flag is mutating in this hour, in order now, out of desperation, to try to get ahead of what is about to happen to that agenda. Because that serpent that has bent itself in the shape of a rainbow and made itself out to be a coat of many colors is about to be cut off at the head. That serpent, that agenda, is about to suffer one of the largest fractures it ever has in history, because it decided to get involved in God's business with Israel. Israel is not perfect. Nobody is. But there is an active covenant there, and we always have to keep that in the back of our minds. But they decided to get involved in supporting Hamas. They decided to get involved. I don't know if they realize it in the Quran, but they're one of the first groups of people to be killed. I don't know if they've ever read it, but that is the truth. And we are watching this happen, and we are watching this flag mutate constantly. Why? Because these are unclean spirits that are constantly trying to mutate to keep man enslaved, to keep them chained to a block of colors that does not represent God's creation at all. The rainbow that God created, the Noahic covenant, was meant to show that God would never destroy the earth by flood again. It was a promise. That rainbow is a promise of the mercy and the hand of God. And the enemy took it to represent the perversions of the flesh and people that don't want to deal with their issues. They don't want to deal with their issues. They'd rather stay with a mutating pride flag that has an identity crisis and is schizophrenic and can't figure out what it is. And we're seeing this happen. So God is taking that rainbow back because that's his. And the enemy committed a grand larceny in the realm of the spirit when he took that. And the Lord is taking it back. And more corporations and conglomerates are going to start separating themselves from pride. Because financially, it's going to dwindle for them like dominoes. Why? Because pride has now become their judge and jury. And pride has now accused them in the courts of God because demons are not loyal. Demons are not loyal. And they have raised accusations and blasphemies now against the very ones who were being the peddlers and the snake oil salesmen for these things last year and the year prior. This is why we see this happening. And at the same time, we're watching what's happening at the church. And at the same time, we're seeing the lawfare. And at the same time, because it is coming to a fever pitch. It is coming to that wave cresting. It is coming to that pressure building where breakthrough has to happen. Where such intense pressure happens that it actually pushes through the breakthrough. So we are coming to that precipice because this nation is in a crisis and God is leading us through this valley. And the church got to get it right, get into order, do what they've been called to do, be the ecclesia, raise the standard, and be what God has called us to be. Because the church abandoned their identity. Half the church abandoned it. And sold it on the block of slaves to the highest agenda and became a slave to that. Same thing Gomer did with Hosea. Unfaithful. Strayed on him. Went to find something better. Went to find something that agreed with her ideology. And Gomer found herself on the block of slaves about to be sold off permanently. And here comes Hosea, representing God, coming to buy Gomer back and redeem and restore her. The United States is Gomer right now. Part of the church is Gomer. And they need God to come in and buy them back and redeem them. To buy them back and redeem them right now in this hour. They need it. Because America has been placed by very poor choices, very poor leadership, poor church leadership on the block of slaves and has been sold off and prostituted to every agenda. Prostituted to every agenda. The church has made themselves, part of the church, a prostitute for every agenda because it gets them views and money and titles and their seats filled, because people can stay in their sin and feel good about it. Gomer prostituted herself. And now is the valley of decision. Joshua 24 in 2024. Choose this day whom you will serve. This is why this night of prayer is so crucial. This is why this event at Madison Square Garden is crucial. Because the church has to come with the weapons of their warfare that are not carnal but mighty through God to the pulling down and destruction of strongholds in this hour, for this nation to see deliverance. This is why you have to be anchored in the word right now. This is why it has to be your sword. This is why you have to live it and know it. And you cannot be tainting it and drinking from tainted wells and engaging in parts of the flesh in the world that make you feel good and then mix it with this. Because then you're drinking, you're speaking, you're prophesying from a tainted well, from a tainted stream. And those wells are going to run dry because there has been too much of that, too much of the fantasy, too much of the world, too much of the flesh mixed in. This is why the Lord's saying, come out of her, come out of Egypt, come out of her, my church. Not that we're ever going to be perfect, because we are far from perfect. I am far from perfect. We all fall short of the glory of God. But the Lord needs willingness and obedience in this hour, and people that are willing to have accountability around them. There has to be accountability. And this is what we see happening. This is the precipice we're coming to. So praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Oh, I feel the Lord. I don't know if you feel the Lord, but I feel the Lord, and I feel the Lord's presence moving. And this is a time, expect the unexpected, expect the unprecedented. Expect the light of God to go into the tunnels of DC and drive out the beasts that have been lurking underneath. Expect it. Expect a huge event to come out of Montana. Huge. Expect it. Because the Zerubbabels and the Nehemiahs are being called forth and positioned to help rebuild the ruins and the rubble of this nation. They're being called forth. And there's going to be a cry raised out of Arkansas by the leadership that is going to echo across this nation. It's happening. This is actively, we are going to watch this happen in real time. And prayer is going to return to schools. I said it first in 2022. I'm saying it again. Prayer is going to return to schools. Schools are going to welcome prayer curriculums. Public schools. And if the atheists want to scream and yell, they can go back to their broken homes and their miserable, angry lives. Because they have nothing propping them up that has any substance. Just because you think God let you down as a child doesn't mean he did. He was there because he sustained you. And if that's what makes you an atheist, I would check that right now. Because he sustained you and you are still alive through everything you went through. And he didn't do that for you to turn and say now he doesn't exist. Jumbo jets don't come out of thin air. They have engineers and builders. The earth and the human body can't come out of thin air. It has to have an engineer and a builder. Because there are some atheists that have been watching. I can feel it. You have been watching. And it has been stirring in you and nodding up in your stomach. Because you feel the conviction of God and you've never felt it before. Shed that skin the snake and the serpent put on you of atheism. Shed it today. Give your life over to Jesus Christ. Believe that he died for your sins on the cross. Believe that he redeemed you and set you free. Ask him to come into your life, be your Lord and Savior, and make you a new creation. Do it. This is your come to Jesus moment. It's here. Do it now. Because you need the protection of God with what's about to happen. You need the protection of God. Come to him now wholeheartedly. And if you do, write us at hello@arcofgrace-ministries.com. We'll get you a Bible. We'll get you resources. We'll get you what you need. There's the altar call for tonight. That's how we're going to end. That's how we're going to end. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And there's also a high political figure in the Democratic Party that's been watching. You've been watching for weeks. And the yoke of conviction has fallen on you. You need to turn from this. You need to break that chain. You need to walk away from the abyss that they have put people in with trying to bring them into socialism and Marxism and slavery and wokeism. Stop letting the serpent use you to get others to take a bite of a toxic piece of fruit and turn today and shed that and break those chains and sound the alarm. God has been dealing with you to sound the alarm. You see within the inner walls what's happening and you've been watching. This is your valley of decision. This is your moment. Come to the Lord now. Shed that. Sound the alarm on what's happening, on the meetings you've been privy to, where they don't care if they off the people like cattle. Sound the alarm. This is your come to Jesus too. God will protect you, but sound the alarm because you have been watching. And I'll tell you something else. The Lord is going to deal with AOC. He's going to deal with anybody right now that wants to spit venom in those seats at his name and at who he is and what he stands for. Pride will be their judge and jury now. Pride will be their judge and jury because of what they've done. Their seats will rupture. They will fall off their seats and it will be public. And I am talking about the governorship of New York too. Governor was warned the fall would be twice as bad as Cuomo's if they didn't listen, and that mercy would be given for them to listen. This is the hour of that as well. This is the hour of that as well. Because they are not going to offer New York on the altar to the Baals and the Ashtoreths so they can keep their seat, keep their power, keep their fancy fundraisers and parties. And keep their backroom fluid cash in their pocket deals. The leadership of New York in this hour will be dealt with. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. And just because AOC won again doesn't mean the Lord ain't going to deal with her. You see, that's the point. We have to get out of that thinking. God deals in his time the way he wants. And normally, you never know, that could be a Saul. that's going to be turned to a Paul. Just watch, because the way he thinks and creatively deals is not the way we would. So just watch. Just watch. Praise the Lord. This is where we're going to stop, because we're at an hour and 30 minutes. I still feel the presence of the Lord. Praise the Lord. So this is where we're going to end for tonight. I thank you all for joining us tonight. We can put Heavenly Haven up first. I'll just tell people where they can go to find this. But this is a campaign that we have in order to be able to build the new sanctuary. So if you would like to be part of it, you can call the number on the screen, or you can actually go to our events page at arcofgrace.org and you can read all about it. Also, we have Shampup for you. Shampup is an amazing raw goat milk shampoo for dogs and for cats. And it's gentle. It is all natural. It is an amazing product. It has no synthetic fragrances or chemicals. Oh, it is completely all natural pet care. So we encourage you to go to arcofgrace.org/ministry-partners, and you can use promo code Ark of Grace for a discount. And Nelson, we're going to put Nelson's incredible water system up as well. This is Century H2O. It is a 5-stage under the sink water treatment system that removes harmful toxins. It balances pH. It neutralizes. It just is an incredible way that you can take the tap water and actually have it work for you, because it is going through this 5-step system of basically being treated and cleansed. So if you would like this, they also have them for the whole house if you're interested, but you can go to arcofgrace.org/ministry-partners, use promo code GRACE10, and they will give you a 10% discount. We love Nelson. So God bless Nelson. Okay. Thank you everyone for joining us. Sadie has been walking all over the desk and I've been trying to keep her tail out of the way as I'm talking, but God bless everyone. Keep the faith. We love you. Armor up according to Ephesians chapter 6, Psalm 91. I say it every single day. I encourage you to say it every single day. Also Psalms 123, 34, 35, and 51, which is create in me a clean heart, O God. I say that quite often. Ephesians 1 and 3 from the Believer's Authority. There are scriptures in the first, I think, 2 to 3 pages that I say every single day. Also, we encourage you in the Lord's Prayer. Jesus taught his disciples to pray that way. So we encourage you the same. Also, the Gospels. Get to know Jesus for who he was and the witnesses who were with him. Get to know him that way. Go and really, truly get to know who Jesus was. Don't base it on somebody else. Get to know him for yourself, because he is so incredible and his love is so redemptive. And he died for our sins, and we just encourage you to do that today. So thank you, everyone, for joining us. I'll see you tomorrow evening, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, for live debate reaction. I am sure this is going to be entertaining, so I'm going to be taking notes, and then I will see you tomorrow night. Thank you, everyone, for joining us. Hello, everyone. Amanda Grace here. So, as many of you know, Dr. Mark Sherwood and Dr. Michelle Sherwood of the Functional Medical Institute are mine and Chris's doctors. And so I went to Dr. Sherwood with a problem that I was seeing, not only with what I was going through, but with what other women were going through concerning their metabolism, concerning energy, concerning their hormones. And so we put our heads together, and we are very happy now to finally be able to present to you Rafa for women. Rafa means healer in Hebrew, so it is an ode to the Lord, because he is our healer. He put things in the earth that help heal us. And so Rafa is a product that was created for that. It also helps by helping with a healthy metabolism and natural hormones, as well as it helps balance fatigue. It helps with weight gain, night sweats, mood swings, blood sugar issues, and more. It is all natural. And I find more and more people are going into the natural arena in order to find solutions to issues that they're going through. So if you'd like to learn more, you can go to www.arcofgrace.org/ministry-partners to learn more about Rafa today. God bless. Hey everyone, Amanda Grace here. If you are looking for advice on financial matters, if you think gold and silver might be right for you, go to bh-pm.com today. Andrew Sorcini of Beverly Hills Precious Metals, who has been on Ark of Grace many times and loves to answer our viewer questions, is here with his team to answer all of your gold and silver needs. Whether you want to buy gold and silver, whether you have questions to see if it's right for you, whether you are looking to roll over retirement accounts, go to bh-pm.com today. And Andrew and his team will be more than happy to assist you with all of your needs. If you want to support an amazing patriot and be a blessing, go to MyPillow.com today and use promo code ARK, A-R-K, to save up to 66% or more off of all MyPillow products. They have pillows, of course, but they are so much more than pillows. They have sheets, they have slippers, they have bathrobes, they even have dog beds. And a fun fact for all of you, Noble, one of our pigs at our animal sanctuary, has indeed slept on a MyPillow dog bed. So if you want to be a blessing, you can go to MyPillow.com today and use promo code ARK. Hey everybody, Amanda Grace here. Many of you have been curious and have asked about what skincare products I use. In fact, we have had many emails come in about this, so I am happy to be able to now share this with you. This is Givaderm. It is all natural. It is food for your face. Wonderful skincare line owned and operated by believers. I love that these products are nourishing. They are free of chemicals and they are safe for not only me, but also the animals. And as you know, we have many of them running around here at the Ark. So I don't have to worry if any of them were to accidentally get into them. What goes on our skin goes into our bodies. So it's important to put on our skin what nourishes and heals. Kind of like what we should put in our soul, what nourishes and heals it, which is the word. Our bodies are temples. We have to be careful what we put on them and in them. My favorite products are Uplift and the eye cream, which I have right here. However, I use their entire line. It is amazing and it is very effective. So if you'd like to learn more or contact Givaderm, go to arcofgrace.org/ministry-partners and you can use promo code ARK10 for a 10% discount.